Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with
Brad Forder, Director of Programming for the Environmental Film Festival in the nation's capital.
Yes, and it returns from March 14th through the 24th, and I like this. Thanks for coming in. It's become like an annual tradition to have you in here.
It has. It's that time of year again. We're very excited, and thanks again for having us, Jason.
Now, remind us, when did you guys actually start?
Yeah, so the festival is in its 27th year.
Really? That long? Wow.
It is. So it started in 1993. Flo Stone is our founder. She's also very involved still in the festival, but when it started, we had about 40 to 50 different programs, and now this year we'll have probably about over 160 different films throughout DC. So we've definitely grown, but one of the interesting things that has stayed the same is our unique partnership model. And so many of the partners that we have now, including museums like Smithsonian, embassies, they've been there from the beginning. One in particular is National Geographic. They started early on, and we're really thrilled to have them as a presenting sponsor this year throughout the festival.
That's awesome. Remind me, are you guys receiving a flood of submissions, or is it more going out to other festivals and handpicking what you
Yeah, so it's a little bit of both. Okay. So we are heavily curated, but we received over 600 submissions this year.
That compare to past years? Do you know, is that more?
It's a little bit more than previous, and mostly a lot of our submissions are international submissions. And, you know, this year's slate, I think we have over 30 different countries represented in film. Many of our international films are shown at embassies. So we did get quite a few international films this year coming in.
That's really cool. Yeah. How do you guys go? I guess before we get too far, I want to go into the slate that you're talking about, but just generally sort of the mission. I mean, there's a million film festivals around town. Obviously, we know what the niche of this one is.
Yes.
But why was it important all those years ago and to this day for 27 years now to have a festival that just strictly focuses on environmental film?
Yeah, no, it's a very good question. And so really, there are two things. And the first thing is what we want to do is give filmmakers a platform. So we want to showcase kind of the best environmental films coming out there. So that's the first thing, is just finding the best films. And secondly, we want to use those films as a springboard for conversation. And so if you come to one of our screenings, we're always going to have some type of a conversation, whether it's a one-on-one with a filmmaker or a panel of experts. And our hope is that people can take that, and that does inspire thought and stewardship even beyond the theater.
And what all venues we got this year?
Yeah, so we have about 26 different venues. It includes embassies, it includes museums. National Geographic is a partner this year.
So you're down at the Nat Geo Museum downtown?
Exactly, yeah. So we'll be running there throughout the festival. East Street Cinema will be running throughout the festival as well. So
love that place.
It's so great, and the team there is wonderful. And so very accessible. If you're in D.C., we're spread out throughout the city.
Awesome. All right. Without further ado, let's talk the reason we're here, the movies themselves. What's opening night?
Awesome. Yeah, so we have two really powerful films that are kind of bookending the festival. Opening night on March 14th, we're going to kick off with The River and the Wall. This is a film by Ben Masters. So he's a conservationist filmmaker. A few years ago, he did the film Unbranded. So this film, it frames the border wall issue between Mexico and the U.S. in the context of the environment. So how would a wall affect the ecology? How would it affect the wildlife? And so Ben himself is in the film. He and four of his friends take about a 1,200-mile trip from El Paso, Texas, down to the Gulf of Mexico. It's by horseback, by bicycle, by canoe. And so along the way, they're showing us the areas that would be affected by a potential wall and by an existing wall. They talk to people in the area as well. So obviously, that is a timely issue, and that is a good one to really kick things off with. Ben will be there with us. And then closing night, so that'll be on March 23rd, we're showing a film called Sharkwater Extinction. This is directed by Rob Stewart, and Rob tragically lost his life during the filming of this.
Oh, my God.
He was on a dive, and his parents, Sandy and Brian Stewart, they continued producing the film. They will be at the screening. We want the program to celebrate Rob's life, but also his conservation work, and specifically ocean conservation, shark conservation. The film tackles the shark fin industry. So it's a wonderful film, a powerful film, and again, you know, we're thrilled to be able to kind of close out the festival with
it. Go into that a little, how horrific of an issue the shark fin industry. It's that cottage industry there. It's big business, and it's disgusting.
It really is. And the thing that Rob does so well, the festival got to know him over 10 years ago with his first film, which was Sharkwater. And it also speaks to the power of film. I mean, film takes us places that we normally wouldn't see. And Rob really did that. He got into some investigative reporting work with that. He took us to places that normally we don't see. And it's good that we do, because this is an issue and it's happening all around the world. And some of it's happening right in our backyard, too. And those are some issues that he revisits in this current film.
Awesome. Well, that'll be powerful with his parents there for sure. That's awesome, and that's great that they agreed to even come. So that's nice job, man, to get them here. Can't wait for that. Well, all right. Well, opening and closing night sound really powerful. In between, we have about 2 weeks worth of other movies. Obviously can't go through them all, but do you have any? What are some of the highlights?
Yeah, for sure. So as you said, in between we have over 160 different types of films and really a variety of environmental topics. So if you're interested in climate, we have The Human Element. This is featuring James Balog, the photographer. Previous film, Chasing Ice, was a very popular film. Yeah, so he'll be back with us. So he'll be at the screening. Very excited about that. Also, for kind of outdoor adventure enthusiasts, a film that has been building buzz all year, culminating in its Oscar win, Free Solo.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be showing that, and that features Alex Honnold and his free climb of El Capitan in Yosemite.
You guys got to see. The camera work in this is unbelievable. You're sitting there. How did they get those shots? Well, the answer is that they had cameramen climbing with them, and it looked like some drone shots, too, for the wide-angle stuff. It was insane.
It was incredible filmmaking, and the interesting thing,
he's going to be here?
So we're hoping he does. Okay. He does come. Obviously, with the Oscar win, schedules are super busy. But the thing with that also, if you know the ending, which I did, you're still on the edge of your seat. It is such a thrilling edit, and like you said, it shot so well. So we're thrilled about that one. Kind of along the same lines, there's another film called Return to Mount Kennedy that we're excited about. That's also going to be screened at National Geographic. That follows Jim Whittaker. So he was the first American to summit Mount Everest. He and Bobby Kennedy took this expedition in the 60s, not long after John Kennedy's assassination. It was in the Yukon, and so 50 years later, both of their sons retrace their steps.
Oh, wow.
And so one of the sons will be there, Bob Whittaker, as well as the director. And we're hoping to hear from Jim Whittaker, who might phone in. Jim is in his 90s now. So that's going to be another strong one, too. There are many other, categories. There's science-based film, like The Most Unknown. Ian Chaney's a returning filmmaker with that. As we mentioned previously, international films will be a big part of the festival. So we're going to have a U.S. premiere of A Modern Shepherdess, which that's also winning an award for us this year.
Oh, cool.
So all kinds of things. Family films as well. Science Fair is a popular one for
What's
the family.
About?
So that's following several students at the largest high school science fair, the Intel science fair, and I think it moves around, but in this case, it's in California, and it's a great film, and so again, that's another family favorite.
And we can all relate to that, because either when we were kids, or if you have your own kids, you've all put together those poster boards and volcanoes and all that stuff.
Either we did or our parents did. Yeah. That's right. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. That's awesome. All right. And then you said the final day is sort of a catch-all best of encore kind of a thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. So so a lot of our tickets are quickly things are getting sold out. And so if you do miss something, we will have a slate on the final day, which is the 24th, where we will have encore screening. So if there's something you're not able to get into, take a look at our website, dceff.org. You can find encore screenings, updates, and of course, the entire schedule there too.
Awesome. Outside of the films themselves, are there, I know a lot of festivals will either have parties or mingling opportunities or workshops or what? Is there anything you guys have planned outside of the screenings themselves?
Yeah, so a lot of times we attach our launch party and our closing party to the screenings themselves. And so, of course, on the 14th, we'll have a big launch party at National Geographic. Same with their closing party as well. Also, in terms of kind of things beyond typical screenings, we will have panel discussions. That's always a big part of the festival. A couple other things that are exciting. We do work in progress screenings too. Okay. And so one that is similar topic to our opening night film is called I, Mariposa. And so the filmmakers are bringing us clips from the film. It's not yet produced.
It's not even a rough cut. It's just clips.
It is. It's okay, clips. Cool. And that's very exciting too, because it's a good way for them to get their message out there. Again, this is focusing on the border, but it's a national butterfly reserve that would be affected by the border wall coming through. So that'll be at East Street. And so those types of things too, where we show clips. Also, VR is going to be a big part of this year's festival. And so we're going to have quite a few VR presentations in National Geographic's theater there. So we're excited about that.
That's awesome. All right. Well, that should be enough to wet everyone's whistle and entice them to come out. In closing, why, if they've been listening to this, whether they've been in past years or never been, why should they come out to this year's?
Yeah, so, this year, and I think one of the major takeaways in talking with filmmakers about their work, there is this sense of urgency, and I think filmmakers are anxious to push their messages out there, and they want to send them to as wide an audience as possible. So we're really excited about the lineup, and again, you can find all of the films at dceff.org.
And you can get all your tickets there and everything.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming in again. Everybody, come check it out. It is the Environmental Film Festival from March 14th through the 24th all over the nation's capital. Thanks, man.
Awesome. Thank you, Jason.